It is that time of week, 7:15 on a Thursday, that we take to set aside some time to look at all the news. We are very proud of our holistic look at news here at 2SER. And of course, that means covering the things that might not actually be making news for good reasons. In with the not news, Jeff Field is with us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. I look forward to this segment every single week because you never know where it's going to end up.
It's a train wreck. I love it.
Shall I briefly explain again? It's the news that has been making news that I think really shouldn't have had so much attention. And we also have a story in there that didn't get into the news that should have been making news. Have I confused everyone already?
I think we're with it, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, we will not be delving into the so-called breakfast TV wars after my last year during the Carl frenzy. But I will say the amount of attention given to a certain show on Channel 9 is getting ridiculous, especially when you take into account that less than 200,000 people actually watch that show, remembering, of course, our population is now in excess of 25 million. So let's move on.
Ouch.
Okay. Look, some customers say they're throwing their Gillette razors out in disgust at the shaving supply company's latest ad campaign, challenging men to shave their toxic masculinity. The ad, called We Believe, is among the first to address the Me Too movement head on and urges society to no longer use the excuse boys will be boys for bad behavior. But not everyone is on board, Tess. On social media, some people are claiming the ad demonizes men and have called for a public apology, while others have taken it a step further and filmed themselves throwing their Gillette products in the bin alongside the hashtag Boycott Gillette. Now, I've watched the ad. I think it's great.
I love it. I have so many opinions about this. So my first thing, I hadn't seen the videos of people throwing them in the bin, but that just reminds me of the Nike thing from a while back. But I mean, I think it's a great ad. I only saw it for the first time yesterday. I'd seen all the hype before I actually saw the ad. And I think the best way to sum it up was a tweet I saw from Clementine Ford, actually. There are two sorts of men in this ad. The really good ones who are out doing the right thing and, you know, standing up for good behavior, and dickheads.
Yes.
If you're getting mad about how mean it is, we know which camp you are falling into. You're kind of giving it away. But I don't quite understand why people are so mad about it.
It's a good thing, Tess. Look, some people are saying, Gillette, this is a good PR exercise for them.
Oh, it is. Oh, brilliant.
It is. But it's a great message to get through to young men, to men.
Oh, yeah.
Full stop.
And that's exactly it. I don't understand why people are so mad about an ad. The tagline is literally, we believe in the best in men.
If you're offended by that, you have a problem.
And that's exactly it. We should be pushing for, you know, we believe in the best in men. It's such a great, I don't know. I've got a lot of opinions.
All right. So let's take that story out of the not the news segment and put it into the news.
All right.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. We've just done that. I'll just move that in.
Shuffle that
news.
Bit of paper.
All right. It's the social media trend that is going gangbusters online.
Uh-oh.
I reckon you know what I'm talking about. Using the hashtag 10-year challenge, people have been uploading two photos of themselves side by side, taken supposedly 10 years apart, right?
This is just the updated version of Throwback Thursday.
Pretty much so. But look, on closer investigation, Tess.
there's a hidden meaning here?
No. Well, people are either taking much better care of their skin or, more likely, using filters or, dare I say, using Botox.
Oh,
that's harsh.
The 10-year challenge scandal.
I've been spending too much time investigating this story, but I've been looking at some of the photos and some of them are so obviously doctored.
Yes.
So obvious. You wonder whether they're actually having a go at you. Whether they're sort of joking with us or whether some people are seriously like putting them up like, wow, haven't I aged well?
I love these challenges. They come around all the time. I will admit, though, I've seen a lot of these as well. My favourite ones that I've seen quite a few of are trans people that have, in the last decade, come out and transitioned, and the 10-year challenge.
Great.
I love them so much. That's the only ones I'm on board with, because I don't need 500 filtered pictures from 2009 in my newsfeed otherwise.
No, I'm with you. And how could we have a Not the News segment without mentioning a so-called news article from the one and only Daily Mail?
Hey!
Okay. Now, I'm a celebrity. They're all of the usual suspects are in this one. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, viewers. I'm convinced the show is actually filmed in the Blue Mountains and not the Kruger National Park in South Africa, the Daily Mail breathlessly reported. Eagle-eyed fans became suspicious on Tuesday after seeing the geotag Katoomba, New South Wales, on an Instagram post featuring host Julia Morris and Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh,
people flooded the comments section of I'm a Celebrity's official Instagram account with questions and even accused producers of lying to them about where the camp is located. So there we go.
Oh, no. I'd heard it was in North Queensland, but that's even worse.
Yeah.
Can
I just say, for all your celebrity get me out of here news, you need to go to the Daily Mail.
I have a horrible confession to make, Jeff. I watched about 10 minutes of it to see who was on it. It was awful.
I watched 2 minutes. That's all I could last.
Because I wanted to know who was on it. I recognised Jackie Lambie.
Yep.
I didn't recognise Sam Diastiari with a beard, but got there eventually. What's the name of the guy who was the Hollywood reporter from
Richard Reed? I used to work with him.
That was as far as I got. Yep. And then I found out the next morning, apparently one of them used to host The Biggest Loser.
Right. AJ Rochester.
Yeah. Yep. And one of them I thought was from The Bachelor, but is actually from Love Island, which is potentially a step down. That's as far as I got.
Yeah. I feel dirty talking about it. I mean, just think, like, I know what they do on that show. They give them grubs and innards.
Gross.
Animal parts to eat. No, we've said enough.
All right, done.
Go to the Daily Mail. No, I did not say that. I didn't say that.
I'm clipping
that. Go to the Daily
Mail,
please.
I'm clipping that voice break there.
Can we rewind and just erase what I just said? All right, now here is the serious part of the segment. This is where we highlight something that has not been getting the coverage it should be getting. Now, South Australian police have confirmed that a 12-year-old girl living near Adelaide died by suicide last Friday, making her the fifth Indigenous girl in the country to have suicided in a period of just 9 days.
12 years old.
Now, her death follows 3 cases in Western Australia and 1 in Queensland. The news has led to predictions that Indigenous Australians could soon represent as much as half of all youth suicides. That's up from 30%. And now that's, you know, the media, we have this rule. Most journalists don't report suicides unless it's a celebrity or it's a person that's well known, or there are extenuating circumstances. You don't report individual suicides because it could result in you maybe tipping someone over the edge, copycats, etc. But this is an issue. This is an issue that needs looking at by governments and experts right now.
Well, 12 years old, think about that for a second. That's primary school.
Absolutely. It's something that the government just seems to put in the too hard basket. Every government.
I feel sick. My heart's in my stomach.
And look, anyone who has issues just by listening to this, please reach out. Lifeline 13 11 14 Beyond Blue 1300 224 636. But it's an issue that I think we here at 2SER will keep an eye on, because that is just so disturbing.
How many was it? I missed the statistic because my heart was just in my stomach.
Okay, so, well, the 12-year-old girl died last Friday. That was 9 suicides in... I want to get this right because this is such a... Okay, so let me repeat this. Yeah. I'll repeat this. South Australian police have confirmed a 12-year-old girl living near Adelaide died by suicide last Friday, making her the fifth Indigenous girl in the country to have suicide in 9 days.
Fifth in 9 days.
Yeah. So there are now predictions that Indigenous Australians could soon represent as much as half of all youth suicides. So there you go.
Oh, my God. That's
just
horrific.
Terrible. I'm sorry to leave you on that note, but there we go.
Woof. Thanks for that, Jeff.
Thanks, Tess.
Jeff Fielder with the Not News for a Week. And, yeah, ending on one that hasn't been getting quite as much coverage as potentially it should. Wow. Yeah, 5 in 9 days. That's something that surely you should be seeing all over the front pages. But, of course, as Jeff mentioned there, 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. They do incredible work. They're there 24/7. And, again, that is 13 11 14.